We're joined right now by a lead NHL analyst and horse racing analyst for NBC Sports. As you know, he played 16 years in the NHL. As you also know, he won a Stanley Cup with the New York Rangers. He was a member of the 1984 Olympic team. He is a member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. He is a recipient of the Ace Bailey Award of Courage. And we have ourselves a Game 7. St. Louis at Boston, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Eddie Olczyk is my guest. Eddie, it's so good to talk to you once again. Great to have you back. Ed, how are you?
Hey, Jim, I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me. And let's play now. Let's play the Game 7 now.
Let's play it right now. Wouldn't that be great? All right, so I've long argued that the greatest two words in sports are Game 7. Yeah. We can't play it tonight. We have to wait till Wednesday for the Stanley Cup. Before we get into last night, Ed, how excited are you for that Game 7?
Well, I mean, I'm totally jacked up. This is what you work all the regular seasons for, the regular season games for, Jim. And then you get into the playoffs, and you know, you look and you see, and you go, okay, well, you know, I like Winnipeg, I like Tampa. Boy, if Tampa goes down, Boston can find their way. St. Louis is an interesting team, and here we are going to a Game 7. I'm not surprised to see a Game 7. I thought from the start, I said it would go 7 games, and you know, two teams are pretty damn equal when you look at it. I mean, I think Boston is the quicker team when the game is allowed to be that way, but St. Louis and Craig Berube, just full disclosure, I'm tired of hearing the interim tag on Craig Berube. He's done a hell of a job, Jim. They should just drop that thing. He's going to be the coach. I mean, he's done a great job of coaching that team since taking over, I believe, in November. And you know, and at times they've had their way with the Bruins. And look, two of the three wins that the Blues have had happened when Bruins defenseman went down in particular games. Matt Grizzlick earlier in the series went down. The Blues won that game. Chara took the puck to the face. They went down to 5D. They ended up winning that game. But in saying that, St. Louis seems to me, well, I shouldn't say seems to me, record-wise, Jim, and just the eye test tells me they're a better team on the road than they are at home. I mean, they're one game under 500 at home in the playoffs, which is just absolutely incredible. Three of their wins were their best wins with the way that they were able to close out series in rounds 1, 2, and 3. And unfortunately for the Blues and their fans, they weren't able to do that last night. They've been really good in those closeout games earlier in the playoffs. But other than that, they've been average at home. And that's one of the reasons why we're going to Game 7 in Boston on Wednesday night.
Eddie Olczyk joining us. Ed, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, St. Louis has been better on the road than they are at home. You know, you can't separate the special teams, especially after what happened last night. But if you look at these two squads, Eddie, 5-on-5. 5-on-5, who do you think is the better team?
I would give a slight advantage to the Bruins just because I think they have a little bit more depth as far as the offensive finish. You know, the numbers would bear out and say it's a coin flip, and it has been, and some people may argue, and I wouldn't argue against them, that up until last night, 5-on-5, the Blues were the better team in this series. But again, what I mentioned about the Bruins going down defensemen in two of the three losses that they had in this series, I would just go 5-on-5, Jim. I would just give the edge to the Bruins, A, because they've been there, their core have been there, and I think that they have a little bit more of an offensive polish or finish when it comes to 5-on-5 offensive goals.
Eddie Olczyk joining us, Game 7 Wednesday night. Ed, another number that really jumps out. The Bruins are 25-1 in the postseason when Brad Marchand scores. Is that number like some kind of crazy anomaly and a coincidence, or does it say something about his impact on the game?
I mean, the numbers are what they are. I'm sure the analytic guys are having a field day. I should say guys, men and women. You know, I think sometimes you see those numbers and you just go, wow, man, when he puts the puck in the back of the net, the Bruins got a hell of a chance of winning. And then you're like, look, I mean, you know, I guess the way to answer that maybe is, you know, he plays in a lot of key situations. He is out there when the game is on the line. He has become a go-to guy. He has the ability to be able to agitate, get into the blue paint, try to get in the grill of the goaltender. He's become a really, really complete player here, Jim, over the course of the last couple of years. I think probably within the last 3 years, I would argue that Brad Marchand has turned into one of the top 15 forwards in the entire National Hockey League. And that's saying something, because a couple of years ago, he was on the path of, you know, being a guy that was going to be off the rails and spend a lot of time in the penalty box and being suspended. And we know the antics of the the licking episode there in the Tampa series and against Toronto a couple of years ago. And, you know, look, I think he has matured. I think he's understood, and he knows he's much more valuable on the ice. But the numbers are what they are, and, you know, I'm sure Bruins fans and the Bruins organization are hoping that those numbers continue if you can find a way to put the puck in the back of the net in the game seven.
Good friend Eddie Olczyk joining us once again on the program. So Boston, Eddie had the early lead, which was huge, but then St. Louis was still putting a lot of pressure on them, which leads us to the impact of Tuukka Rask, who had 28 saves. Man, he's had some big, big playoff performances in his career. How big was he last night?
He was very good, Jim. I've said all playoff long, I have not seen Tuukka Rask play better than he has in these Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, you go back to round one. Everybody talks about St. Louis's resiliency of being dead last in the National Hockey League in the first couple of days of January, and here they are, one win away from the Stanley Cup. And, you know, the third round against San Jose, they had that hand pass go against them at home, and they were down in a series, and then they won the next couple, and the rest is history. So Boston's no different. I mean, they've been a resilient team without question. But Tuukka Rask has been so good. Like, to me, I don't think there's any doubt. If the Bruins win, he is the MVP of the playoffs. There's no doubt in my mind. I've not seen him play better. He looks very comfortable. He's very much in control. Is he giving up a bad goal or two in a playoffs, Jim? Yeah, absolutely. Most goalies do. But I'll tell you what, it's like you can sit there and go, you can make an argument of how good he has been and sit there and argue the goals that have gone in and go, you know what, this guy has been as near perfect as we've seen as a goaltender in a long, long time. And when you get goaltending like that, Jim, and you know this game, when you get goaltending like that, you can play on your toes, you can play to your strengths, and it gives you incredible confidence. I can just speak to being on a team that won a Stanley Cup, as you mentioned earlier in the intro, in New York in 94 with the Rangers. Mike Richter gave us a chance every night, and we knew, hey, if we gave up a 2-on-1 or we gave up a breakaway or we gave up a 3-on-1, there's a pretty darn good chance he was going to have our back. And I think talking to a lot of the Bruins players, they know if they make a mistake somewhere on that ice surface and the puck ends up in the front of the net, they got a pretty good chance that the guy's going to bail them out. So I have not seen him play better. And that's pretty good stuff if you're a Bruins fan.
Eddie Olczyk all over this. NBC's got this on Wednesday. Eddie, this is your time of year, pucks and ponies. Before you go, what did you make of how the Belmont Stakes played out?
Well, I did use Sir Winston in my tries, and I got lucky with the Sabre exactly with him winning. The price was very good. He had a race over the track, and you know, he ran extremely well. I think it was a tale of two trips, Jim. You've been there as an owner, and you're there as a fan. Like, Sir Winston got the trip on the inside. Tacitus, the horse that I like, was four wide on the first turn. When you're going a mile and a half, that's not a good thing. Wide, you know, on the backside a bit, and then turn it for home went extremely wide, and Sir Winston got the trip. And, look, I think Tacitus ended up running 2 miles, and I think Sir Winston ended up running a mile and a half, which is distance to Belmont, and probably end up costing Tacitus the race. But that's horse racing. I thought it was a very good race. It was a very good race day overall, and it was great to be a part of the third drill of the Triple Crown for NBC on Saturday.
Eddie, I'm with you. It's all about the trip. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. All right, so finally, what kind of a game are you expecting on Wednesday night? And really, what does St. Louis need to do between now and then?
Yeah, I think their strength, Jim, is they're going to play their strength. Again, I think it's a coin flip game. I do. I mean, I thought the Bruins would win in seven, so I'm not going to change like a lot of my colleagues over the last three or four games have been doing. I'm going to say what I said right before the start of the series. But in saying that, we touched on it earlier, Jim, the Blues are very comfortable on the road. They play very well on the road. So that is not going to – they're going to have to weather the storm because you figure the Bruins are going to come out and the Bruins fans are going to – it's going to be a gong show in Beantown on Wednesday night. They're going to have to weather the storm. But the one thing that the Blues do very well is – and I've talked a lot about it probably at nauseam for people watching the games – is that the Blues really like to press up their defense. And what I mean by that is that when the puck is in the offensive zone – their D like to creep in there and keep pucks alive, keep plays alive in the offensive zone. Jim, you know this. The best defense in the world is when you got the rock in your hand or the rock is on your stick. That's the best defense. And I think when the Blues are pressing up, they have a big team. They have some guys that can make some plays, but they have very mobile defensemen. So I said, which team defense can be able to defend enough would end up winning the Stanley Cup. And I think for the Blues to be able to do that, they're going to have to play 200 feet away from their young goaltender. And when they do that, they give teams fits, and that's why they're only one win away. And I think for Boston, they want to try to play fast. They want to try to get their D involved off the rush, which they did a couple of times last night. And somehow, some way, when you have goaltenders that are in a zone, especially like Tuukka Rask, the Blues have to play that game of chicken, so to speak. You got to hold on to that puck a second longer. You want to shoot it, but he knows what you're going to do before you do it. So you got to hold on to that puck a second longer, and it should be one hell of a game on Wednesday night in Boston.
It's going to be amazing. Greatest two words in sports, Game 7. Eddie Olczyk, the lead NHL analyst and horse racing analyst for NBC Sports. That game is Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Ed, have a great couple of days, and we'll be watching you on Wednesday.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon.
You too, Eddie. Thank you so much.